ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 9th கேண்டு chapter 11 text 17 ரிங்கும் ப்ரசங்கை தாத்ருக் சர்வத்ரோத்ரா சமாபஹோ அபீஸ்வராணம் கிம் உதோ க்ரம்யஸ்யோ க்ருஹசேதஸோ. Translation by Srila Prabhupada: the attraction between man and woman, or male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and the cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world? Purport by Srila Prabhupada: as explained above, when the feelings of love and transcendental bliss from the spiritual world are perpetually reflected in this material world, they are certainly the cause of bondage. As long as men feel attracted to women in this material world, women feel attracted to men, the bondage of repeated birth and death will continue. But in the spiritual world, where there is no fear of birth and death, such feelings of separation are the cause of transcendental bliss. In the absolute reality, there are varieties of feeling, but all of them are of the same quality of transcendental bliss. Tri pum pasanga etadruk sarvatra trasmavaha apishwaranam kingutah gramyasya gruhachetasah. The attraction between man and woman, male or female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers, like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause of fear for them, what to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world. In purport, Prabhupada has given a very, very, very short purport, but it speaks of very, 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 very important fact. But Prabhupada gave very, very, very short purpose. It needs elaborate explanation. You understand? As explained above, when the feelings of love and transcendental bliss from the spiritual world are perpetually reflected in this material world, they are suddenly cause of bondage. As long as men feel attracted to women in this material world, women feel attracted to men, the bondage of repeated birth and death will continue. But in the spiritual world, where there is no fear of birth and death, feelings of separation are the cause of transcendental bliss. In the absolute reality, there are varieties of feelings, but all of them are of the same quality of transcendental bliss. Very short purpose. Here, three things are there. Three things. First thing, attraction between men and women, male or female, always exists everywhere in this material world, makes everyone always fearful. Trasavaha. This is number one. Even among the controllers like Brahma and Shiva, it is there, and it is also cause of fear for them. This is number one. Number two is that difference between kama and prema. They say material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So what are they here in spiritual world? They are all here, material world, but it is perverted. So in spiritual world there is love, but in material world there is no love. The perverted reflection of love is lust. So love is there, lust is here. You understand? lost is here. So this is love and lust, prema, kama. So what is the difference between prema and kama? This number two. Third thing is this viraha, the feeling of separation. The feelings of love and transcendental bliss. That feeling of separation, love is there, spiritual world, and feeling of separation is the cause of transcendental bliss. You understand? Feeling of separation are cause of transcendental bliss. What is that feeling of separation? In Sanskrit we say viraha. That needs to be explained. These three things are there. I'll explain three things. Do you understand? So if you explain three things, then three theses will be written. Three theses, big theses. But Prabhupada gave only few sentences, very short purport. But three big theses can be written on it. Three things are there. How it is trasmabaho, how it is the cause of fear in the material world, the attraction between man and woman, male or female, even in controllers like Brahma and Shiva, the cause of fear for them. This is number one. I'll speak on this. First, in Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find many places, this has been explained, said, many places, because it's very important. Very important. Not once or twice, in many cantos, many places. It is said. So, for example, I'll cite some, not all. First, seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll see, Prahlad Maharaj's words. You have Bhagavata. Prahlad Maharaj's instruction to his demoniac boyfriends. Kadham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam rusiransya mantra srutsu tasneha sita sijuna kalakranam anurakta chita. 7, 6, 11. You find. Kadham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam rusiransya mantra srutsu tasneha sita sijuna kalakranam anurakta chita. This is what. All attraction. Krishna is all attractive. Madhurjya Kanilaya Krishna. Krishna is the reservoir of all sweetness, all beauty, all attraction. Only attraction. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham. Krishna's beauty far excels that of crores of cupids. But in this material world, we are not attracted to Krishna. Here it says, attraction between man and woman, male and female, making everyone always fearful. Even among the controllers, like Brahma and Shiva, it is there and it is a cause of fear for them. What to speak of others who are attached to also life in this material world? You understand? So Mahajana, Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahajana, isn't it? One of the 12 Mahajanas. So Prahlad Maharaj says this thing, Narada Muni, Mahajana also, they are all saying many places, we, instead of being attracted towards Krishna, we are attracted to Maya. So man is Maya for woman, woman is Maya for man. The natural attraction between man and woman is there everywhere. Man becomes attracted to woman, woman becomes attracted to man. And this is trasa abha. This is the cause of fear. Yes, cause of fear. One should understand this thing. This is the cause of fear even among the controllers, like Brahma and Shiva. Here, Prahlad Maharaj says, husband that asks to household affairs to his wife, always thinks of this thing, attracted towards his wife, thinks this thing, katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ca rucinasya mantraam srusuta sneha sita sisunam kalakana anurakta cita. Understand, Mr. Theory. Always thinks that thing. Oh, my wife's. What do you say? Her words so sweet. So affectionate towards me. Do you understand? And her smiling, her joking, cutting jokes are also very nice. How can I forget all these things? Very strong, my mind, heart is strongly occupied. Yes. Again, sru-sru-sru-sneha-sita-sisunam, kala-khanam-anurakta-cita. Small kids are there. Do you understand? Small kids. 3 year, 4 year, 5 year. They are broken language. Mommy, daddy, so nice, so sweet, so nice, so sweet, how can I forget all these things? Krishna says, Mamana Bhava, think of me, how will it be? I cannot think of all these things, I must think of this thing, my wife's words, my wife's smiling, my wife's dealings, pleasing words, affection, all these things, jokes, my kids, broken words, so nice. How can I forget? So, but you should understand, this attraction is very dangerous because only attraction is Krishna. Unless you are attracted to Krishna, instead of being attracted to Krishna, you become attracted to this wife and your kids, then you fall down and glide down, 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 down towards hell. Cannot go up, up, up towards the abode of Krishna. Do you follow me? Mr. Terry, one is a wise man, intelligent man, he must understand this thing. If he is cut off with this You should understand, oh, I have been cut off with a very, what to say, fearful animal, like lion or tiger. Yes. Prasabha, causes fear. I am cut off with a fearful, ferocious animal. Yes. How can I get out of it? One should understand. Tejat kosaskrati vihyamana karmani lohad avitrupta kama upastya deham bahumanyamana katham virajete duranta moho. 13. Text 13. Text 13. Tejat kosaskrut. Like that you read it. That I think all verses are one place. 11, 12, 13, I think. Huh? You read? 11, 12, 13? How many verses? Everything is there, I see. Like silkworm, a kosaskrut, that is. Tejat kosaskrut ivehamana karmani lobhad avitrupta kama upastya jeham bahumanyamana katham tejate duranta moha. Yes. It's like a silkworm, yes. Yes, become imprisoned. Imprisoned, isn't it? Mr. Terry imprisoned. And don't know how to get out of it. In cocoon, imprisoned, like kosaskum. Silkworm, do you understand? Apastha jeham bahumanyamana. Sitting for the satisfaction of the palate and genital. Palate and genital, yes. Yes, bound by material condition. And abhitrukta kama. Still, is not satisfied. Always feels dissatisfied. Abhitrukta kama, yes. You follow? 7th canto, 9th chapter, 45 verse also. Prahlad Maharaj says, janmaithunadi grohamedi sukham yitutsam kandu enam karo yeriva dukha dukham trupyanti nehakrupana bahu dukha vaja kandu divana manasija visayita dhira.
The Kripanas, the fools, who are just the opposite of Brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sense enjoyment. Those who are dhiras, however, who are sober and who tolerate this teaching, are not subjected to the suffering of fools and rascals.
Yeah. Jan maithunadi gromedi sukham itucham kandoyan karayerva dukha dukham. They say, this is yourself, grohacheta saha, who are attached to materialistic household life. Grohacheta saha, this verse says, here it says, gromedi sukham, very attached to household affairs, very attached to sex enjoyment, enjoying sex with their wife. Prahlad Maharaj says, this sexual enjoyment is what? Tucham. What is that? Tucham. Gramedi sukham tucham. Are Baba, there you read. Insignificant. Tucham. Puff! Spit at it. You spit? Ostananda licks, very nice, very nice. Isn't it? Ostananda? Jagatpati spits, Ostananda licks. Grohamedi suvangi tucham, kanduyanen karoyer iva dukha dukham. How is it? Like eating sensation, beginning, very nice, huh? Convenient kara dukkha dukkham. It's itching sensation, beginning very nice. Then, consequence, big boils, so much pain, whole night cannot sleep, big boils, isn't it? Dukkha dukkham, so much suffering, so much suffering. Still, truppyanti neha krupana bahu dukkha bhada, though still suffering. They are not satisfied, not satisfied, not satisfied. Not satisfied, not satisfied. They cannot give it up, still suffering, still getting so much suffering out of it. Cannot give it up. Kripanas, opposite brahmanas. Kandativana manasijam visahita dhira. This urge for what? Who can tolerate? Who can tolerate this urge? Do you understand? Urge of lust, urge of genital. Do you understand? Who can tolerate? Do you understand? Kandativana manasija visayata dhira. It's very difficult to tolerate. Do you understand the urge of the genital? Only one is dhira, O Lord. One has gotten your mercy. One who is very sober, dear devotee, only he can tolerate this urge. Nobody else than the devotee of the Lord can tolerate this urge. Do you understand? Therefore, if you develop devotion towards Krishna, become a dear devotee of Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, I'll be able to tolerate. Otherwise, not possible. Therefore, it says, what to speak about us? Even controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, they cannot. They fall a prey to it. Yes, what to speak about others? Again, you will find in 7th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, 7:12, chapter 12, text 6-7, text 9-11. Susilo mitabhagdakhyo sadadhana jitendriya javadartham sri sri nirjitesu cha Varjayit pramanagathanga gruhastha bruhadbrata indriyani pramathini haranti api jatermanaha nannagni pramadanama ghritakumbha samapuman sutang api rahudhyadanyada javadarthakrut kalpaitvatana javadabhasung idaiswaraha daitam tavanna virametatohi asya viparjaya Eta sarvam grahastasya samamnatam jaterapi guru prutir vikalpena grahastya grahastya sirtugamina. 7:12, 6:7 and 9:11. Susilo amita bhuktakhya.
Brahmachari is the white way to and not eat or collect water than carry. Must always be active and expert, only believing in the instructions of the spirit of master, the charter. Fully controlling his senses, he should associate only as much as necessary with women or those controlled by women. A brahmachari, or one who has not accepted that he has the address of family life, must rigidly avoid talking to women or about women. The senses are so powerful that they may agitate even the mind of a sannyasi and the way of life.
Nannagni pramadana. Ghritakumbha samapuma.
A woman is compared to fire.
Fire.
A man is compared to a waterfall.
Waterfall, na ghee pot.
Waterfall. Water.
Yes.
Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter in the Christian faith.
Yes.
Similarly, he should also avoid association with other women. One should associate women only for important business and not otherwise.
Not otherwise. And as short as possible, finish your business. As short as possible. Usko rakhe, as short as possible. Don't linger it. Then consequences, very, 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 very fearful, dangerous. Cut off. Understand me? Yes, be careful. Even one cannot stay alone with his daughter. Yes. Because senses are so, pramathini is so powerful, strong, right? They, what say, parantiyavi jyotirmanam, they even agitate the mind of a sannyasi. What to speak about us? Yes. Then, karpayitvātmanā jāvatāvāsaṁ idu iśvaraḥ dvaitam tāvannam viravetato yasya viparjaya etat sarvam grastasya sanam nātam gatirapi guru-pruti-irvikalpīna grastasya tu sartu-gāmina. This is 9-11.
As a living entity, is not completely self-realized, as long as it is not dependent on the subjection of identifying its body, which is not even a reflection of the original body and senses, it cannot be relieved from the conception of duality, which is epitomized by the duality between man and woman. Thus, there is every chance that it will fall down because its intelligence is defeated.
Yes, and this instruction is for everybody. Grastasya samamnatam jaterabhi. Guru Vrutir Vikalpena, Grastasya Tugamina.
All the rules and regulations apply equally to the householder and the sannyasi. Member of the renowned order of life.
Yes, applied equally to both householder and sannyasis, this instruction. You understand? Yes.
However,
it is given permission by the Spirit of Master to endorse the text if the period is favorable for procreation. Yes. Again, 7th canto, Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, Narada Muni speaks to Yudhishthira. Jaya dadarthe svam pranam hanyad vapitaram gurum tasyaṁ svottam striyaṁ jayāt astena hi adito dito krumi vidvasman istāntaṁ kvedam tuccham kalevaram kohta di aradhir bhajya kvayaṁ ātmān vasthadi. 12-13 jayāt adarthe svāṁ.
One succeeded one's wife, it is known that he sometimes gives his chance for help or gives knowledge, including even his parents or his spiritual master or teacher. Therefore, if one can give up his attachment to such a wife, he conquers the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never conquered by anyone.
Yes, able to conquer. Ajita, ajita. Then, krumi vid bhasma nishthantam kvedam tuccham kalevaram kotva diya radhir bhajya kvayang atman vasthadi.
One should give up attraction to his wife's body, because that body will ultimately be transformed into small insects, stools or ashes.
Yes.
What's the value of this insignificant body? How much greater is the Supreme Being with all the bright insights like the sky?
Yes. Understood, Mr. Terry. 9th canto of Bhagavatam. The repentance of Saubhari Muni. You understand? Saubhari Muni, such old person, thousands years old, and underwent tapasya, severe austerity, penance, remaining underneath the water of Jamuna, still you are cut off with this lust. Cut off from the water of Jamuna and went to Mandhata, King Mandhata, who had 50 daughters, beautiful daughters. Give me one daughter, I want to marry. So, that was all discussed. Mandhata said, my daughters, they will choose their husbands, Swayambara. So I have arranged that assembly of princes. So they will choose. So you may go there and present yourself if they choose you. But who will choose such old man? 1,000 years old, grey head, hips bent, isn't it? Skin is very loose, looks ugly, no beauty, no youth. Why young girl will choose? But as a yogi, great yogi, and he has achieved yogi perfection, so with the end of his yogi perfection, he transformed his body into the body of a very handsome looking young man. Looked like Cupid. He thought of that, my old body, prince won't choose me. But his desire was there, desire for this enjoyment, this lust is there, enjoyment, sex enjoyment there. He's caught up with that. Such a yogi, ascetic. So, by dint of his yogic perfection, he transformed his body into a very handsome looking young man's body. So then he was present there in that assembly. All 50 daughters of Mandhata chose him. All 50 daughters, yes. Not one, all 50 daughters. So he married 50 daughters, 50 wives, enjoyed sex so many years. Still, when he searched back, then at last he repented. He repented. What he said, that the 9th canto, 6th chapter, 51 verse. Sangam tejet mithuna pratinang mumukhyo sarvatmana no visrudet bahirindriyani ekascharan rahasi chitam ananta ise junjita tat pratisu sadhu suchat prasanga. Yes. That means sadhu sangha. Must associate sadhus. So that day and night, 24 hours, engaged in thought of Krishna, engaged in loving service of Krishna, attracted only towards Krishna. Do you understand? Should associate with such persons, otherwise no way out. Therefore, it says, Tri pung prasanga yatadruk sarvatra trasana abaha apiswananam king utaha gramya sagruha cetasa. The attraction between man and woman, male or female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and the cause of fear for them, what to speak of others, who are tasked to household life in this material world. This verse says, third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Kapladev says to Mother Devahuti, Prabhupada says to Mother Devotee, third canto, 31st chapter, 10 verses, text from 32 to 42. Jad asad bhi pathi puna sisno darakuta kutadyamei asti taramate jantus tamo visati purvavat.
Therefore, the living entity again associates with the battle and fight with nature, influenced by sensory minded people engaged in the pursuit of sensory enjoyments and the gratification of the palate, he again falls in hell as before.
Yes. Satyam saucam daya maunam buddhi srir hirjasa khyama samo dama bhagascheti jas sangadati sankheyam.
He becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, faith, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, fortune,
all types of yes, everything is lost. Tesu asantesu mudhesu khanditātma svasādhusu sangamma kurjyāt satyesu jasis kridāmgesu cha.
Once you know associate is a false fool direct of the knowledge of self-realization and is no more than a damning dog in the hands of a woman.
Na tathāsya bhaven moho bandhasyānya prasangataha Josis Sangha Data Punso Data Tatsangi Sangata.
The infatuation and bondage which appeal to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as that resulting from attachment to a woman or the fellowship of men who are formed of woman.
Prajapati, then he speaks of Brahma. Prajapati Swanguhitam Drushtatad Rupa Darsita. Rohit Bhutan Sonna Dhava Durkhyarupi Hadatravaha.
At the sight of his own daughter, Rama is wounded by a scar. Shamelessly Rana has the form of a star, but he took the form of a star.
Don't have to speak of others in Brahma. Become attracted to his own daughter. Charm of his own daughter. And ran behind her, in the form of a deer, Do you understand? Got to speak of others. Tasrusta susta sustesu kono khandita deepuman Rusi Narayana rude josin madje
homayaya. Among all kinds of living entities begotten by Brahma, every man, demigods and animals, known by the name Narayana, is immune the attraction of Maya is a form of woman.
Yes. Only Rishi Narayana. You are not attracted, but all are attracted. Created by Brahma and Prajapatis. Varamme pasya maye astri madhya jaino disham jākrati padakrantam bhuvijrumyena kevalam.
Just try to understand the mighty strength of my Maya in the shape of woman.
Yes.
Who by the mere movement of eyebrows can
keep
even the greatest conquerors of the world
under
her grace.
Yes. By the movement of her eyebrows she can even conquer the great heroes of the world. Finished. Yes. Weapon is there. Movement of eyebrow. You understand? Very powerful. You understand, Mr. Terry? Yes. Don't look at that person. Don't look at the face of a human. Weapon is there. Look down. Sangam kurjya pramadasu jatu jagasya parum parangaru rukhyo matse vaya pratilabdhatma labho badanti ja niradvaramasya.
All you aspire to reach the culmination of yoga and realize yourself by rendering service to me, never associate with an attractive woman, for such a woman is declared in the scripture be the gateway
to
hell for the advancing
devotees. Yes. Japajati sanir maya, jasi deva vinirmita, tangi khedatma namrtyum, truni kupangi vavrutam.
A woman created by the Lord, is the representation of Maya. Someone who associates that Maya by accepting tradition must certainly know that this is the way of death. It's like a blind well covered with grass.
Blind well covered with grass. Though one who is wise man, intelligent, he should look at that woman like a blind well covered with grass. Should not be attracted. A foolish man is foolish. He can say, oh yes, very nice soft grass is there. It's like cushion. Let me sit down. Sit down. Then I sit down and deep dark well, cut up a light. Understand, Mr. Terry? This is in this context. I may say that when this sati, understand? Sati means the daughter of Dakshya Prajapati, the wife of Shiva. Quitted her body in the sacrifice, Dakshya sacrifice, isn't it? You follow? Then Shiva, Lord Shiva, underwent very severe austerity. And that Sati again was born as the daughter of Himalayan mountain named Parvati. Parvata Kanya, daughter of Parvata is Parvati, do you understand? So she also took up a vow that must marry Shiva, because Shiva is my husband. I must marry. And Shiva is undergoing austerity not to marry. And Parvati is taking a vow, I must marry. Do you understand, Mr. Terry? And at that time there was problem in the heavenly planet. One demon named Tarkasura was attacking. You understand? And the demigods were defeated. Again and again defeated. And then they asked Rasputa, what to be done? How can we be saved from the attack of this demon Tarkasura? Tarkasura had gotten a boon. Nobody can kill him. If a son will be born from Shiva, he will be commander of demigods. He can only kill him. So now Shiva is sitting in tapasya, not to accept, not to marry. That problem is there. And Parvati has taken a vow, marry Shiva. What to do? Shiva means Mahajogi, great yogi, very severe tapasya going on, sitting with closed eyes, not opening eyes, steady. Meditating. Parvati, that verse is that. Sanir Maya, Jopajati Sanir Maya, Josi Deva Vinirmata. You follow? Here. Tangi Khyatapanamrutu Truni Kupam Ivabrutam. That verse says, what is that says? Jopajati Sanir Maya. Josi Deva Vinirmita, Tankhyatanmutu Truni Kupam Ivabrutam. 40.
The woman created by the Lord is the representation of Maya. As one who associates that Maya by accepting services.
Accepting services. Maya goes. What form? To render some service. Do you understand? Maya in the form of woman, you understand, goes, Mr. Terry, you are nice, handsome looking man, you are very nice person, may I serve you, may I serve you, render some service to you, I like you very much, I am very much attached to you. Do you understand? So, in that way, to render some service, she goes. Yes, then grabs. Understand me? Huh? So Parvati every day goes to that place where Shiva is sitting in meditation, not opening his eyes. Huh? You follow? Putting on nice sari, putting on nice ornaments, nupur in the feet, tinkling, ron jhona, huh? Producing the sound, goes there, cleanses that spot, that place, burns some incense, brings some nice scented flower, puts there, makes nice flower garlands, all this paraphernalia for worship. She goes there every day. Do you understand? Does this thing. But she was very strict, sitting in meditation, not opening his eyes. Do you understand? So every day, Parvati goes in this way. So Daivi Maya, to render service goes, let me render some service. So one day, by chance, this sound, tinkling sound, run jhona, entered into the ear of Shiva, opened eyes, saw Parvati. Oh, my beloved wife! cut off! Then Shiva was cut off. This verse says, even among the controllers like Brahma and Lord Shiva, this is there, such attraction. And this is the cause of fear for them. What to speak about us? Who are attached to household life in this material world? Brahma was cut off, seeing his own daughter, and Shiva was cut off. Then said, such fearful situation. Then the marriage was there. Then Kartikeya was born, became the commandant of the army of demigods. Then Tarkasura was killed. Understand? Such is there. So, these are so many instances. In many places in Srimad Bhagavatam you will find this. Many places it is mentioned, because it is very important. And this is natural, because the natural attraction between man and woman. The natural attraction is natural everywhere, always and everywhere, it says. This attraction between man and woman, male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always careful. Always careful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers, like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause of fear for them, what to speak of others, for a task of household life in this material world. Yes, be careful. Don't be cut off with this attraction, Mr. Terry. Don't be cut off with this attraction. Understand? Puskarakya, already kicked, still again attracted. Puskarakya. Krupana nehatrupyanti bahudukkhabhajam, isn't it? Prahlad Maharaj. Krupana nehatrupyanti bahudukkhabhajam, isn't it? Though they have been suffering so many times, suffered so many times, still no satisfaction, still going on. Nehatrupyanti bahudukkhabhajam. Yes, such attraction. Yes. Consequence is so much suffering, repeated suffering, revolving in this cycle of birth and death, still no satisfaction, still going. Understand? Such fearful. You should understand, so fearful. Trasabaho. This word is very significant here. Trasabaho. Trasabaho means cause of fear. Do you follow? Cause of fear. This is cause of fear. If this attraction enters into you, Mr. Terry, you should understand. Oh! Cut off with such fearful, ferocious animal. Yes, this is like fearful, ferocious animal. You should understand. Trasabaho. Yes. Instead of being attracted towards Krishna, I am attracted to this. Fearful. Animal, like tiger and lion. Astananda, understand? Yes. Take lessons. It's a lesson. Because Srihudam Sarabhutanam, Krishna is Srihuda, our only well-wishing friend, and speaks through Sadhu Sastra, Guru. Sastra is, Bhagavata Sastra is manifestation of Krishna, incarnation of Krishna. Speaks through Sastra, speaks through Sadhu, Guru. Be careful. We attracted only attraction, such attraction is there, such beauty is there in Krishna. Kandra Pakoti Kamaniya Vishesa Sobham. His beauty is far excels. Beauty far excels that of crores of rupees. Is there any beauty anywhere? Have you seen? Seen. Beauty in Maya, isn't it? Beauty in your girlfriend, isn't it? Beauty in your girlfriend. Understand? Astananda has seen beauty in his girlfriend. Yes, more beautiful than Krishna, you see. Ugly witch Maya. Is ugly witch Maya more beautiful than Krishna? You follow? Be careful. This is number one. Many, many instances are there. I cited it, just little few. Second thing is, what? Difference between kama and prema. Kama and prema. Do you understand? In material, this spiritual world, the material world is a perverted reflection of spiritual world. What is there, spiritual world, everything is here, but it is perverted. So, this attraction is there, the feeling of separation is there in spiritual world, but it is what? Spiritual bliss. It gives spiritual bliss. You follow? Here Prabhupada says, transcendental bliss, feelings of love and transcendental bliss, these feelings of supervision gives transcendental bliss. Do you understand? In spiritual world that is known as prema, love. Love. So love is there in spiritual world. So perverted reflection of love is kama, that is lust. It is in material world. Do you understand? That is in material world. There is love, but here is no love. No love in material world. Kama, it is lost. It is lost. But look alike. Love and lust appear alike. Look alike. Like pieces of glass and pieces of diamond. Pieces of glass and pieces of diamond look alike, isn't it? Isn't it? So love and lust look alike, appear alike. But there is heaven and hell difference. You understand? Hell and heaven difference. This is what. So one should understand what is the difference between kama and prema. Lust and love. Understand? I have said again, this topic has come. Again I am repeating because repetition required. I want to stress on this point. Nijendriya Sukhavansa, he says, Tare Boli Kam. Atmendra Pritivansa, Tare Boli Kam. Krishnendra Pritivansa, Dhare Premana. What is Kama? Nijendriya Sukhavansa. So, to develop the desire for giving pleasure to one's own senses. That is kama, that is lust. To develop desire to give pleasure to the senses of Krishna is prema. Understand me? So same thing, giving pleasure to senses. Understand? Giving pleasure to senses. Giving pleasure to one senses, kama, lust, whereas giving pleasure to senses of Krishna is prema. Understand? The giving pleasure to sense, this is sense. The one sense and Krishna sense. This is the difference. The giving pleasure to one sense is karma, lost, whereas giving pleasure to senses of Krishna is prema, love. Understand? Huh? This is what. So they look alike, like the pieces of glass and pieces of diamond. Look alike, but there is hell and heaven difference. One who is goldsmith, he recognizes which is pure gold. He knows it. Huh? So one who is tattvavit, knows tattva, he recognizes what is kama, what is prema. Understand me? Huh? You understand? And what is the difference between it? One should understand. Therefore, there should not be misconception, Baba. Uskarakya. There should not be misconception. Going on preaching, I am preaching Krishna consciousness. There should not be any misconception. Uskarakya, be careful. That I am going and preaching, inculcating Krishna consciousness. And she is very interested in it. Yes, she is very interested, yes. So I am going late at night and preaching to her. Yes, isn't it? But there should not be any misconception. You should understand. It's pieces of glass or pieces of diamond that look alike, yes, look alike. But there is hell and heaven difference. Yes, one is goldsmith. He recognizes, no, this is pure gold. This is not impure gold or makey gold. Huh? So, there's a misconception that is to accept lust as love or love as lust. No. That should not be a misconception. Do you understand? So, in the, characteristic of damsels of Brajabhumi, there is no lust at all, no tinge of lust. Pure love. It's only pure love. Otherwise, how such an exalted personality like Uddhava would have desired dust from their lotus feet if there is any tinge of lust in their dealings? No, there. So here it is said, kāmera tātpajya nija sambhoga kevala krishna sukha tātpajya matra premata prabala. Ate kāma preme bahut antara, kāma andhatama prema nirmala bhaskara. Ate gopiganar nahi kāma gandha, krishna sukha lagi matra krishna je samandha. Therefore there is such heaven and hell difference between prema and kāma, or hell and heaven difference between kāma and prema, lust and love. Because to have the desire for giving pleasure to one's own senses is karma, lost, whereas developing desire to give all pleasure to the senses of Krishna is prema. Kama andhatama prema nirmala bhaskara. Kama is like, darkest degree. Superlative degree. Do you understand? And prema is effulgent sun. It's effulgent sun, whereas kama is the darkness in superlative degree. Andhatama nirmala bhaskara. Atev gopi ganer nahi kama ganda, krishna sukha lagi matra krishna sabanda. Therefore gopis have no tinge of kama, lust in their dealings. You understand? They have developed relations with Krishna only for giving all pleasure and happiness to Krishna. Nothing for them. Purpose is there. Kama, the lost, is the activity of Maya. Understand me? Whereas prema is the activity of Ladini Shakti. Understand me? Understand my language? Kama, lost is the activity of maya, illusory energy. Whereas, prema, love, is the activity of ladini shakti, pleasure potency. Kama is the cause of material bondage. Understand? Therefore it is fearful, because it is put into very tight bondage. And prema is liberation from that bondage, is the cause of the liberation from that bondage. If somebody is cut off with kama, he will glide down, he will fall down, and glide down, 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 lust to hell. But prema will take you higher, 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 at last to the lotus feet of, abode of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna. Thereby, this is transcendental bliss. You get transcendental bliss. Aswadana. So, therefore, difference between kama and prema, lust and love, is like difference between hell and heaven. Kama is situated in the, let's say, nethermost. Nethermost place. And prema is situated in the topmost place. This is difference. Kama andhatama, darkness of the superlative degree, whereas prema is nirmala bhaskara, is effulgent sun. So andha vyakti, who is a blind man, he cannot see others, but he sees himself, knows himself. But kamanda vyakti, but one who is very lusty person, is a sort of blind man. Such blind man out of lust, a man who has become blind out of lust, even doesn't know himself. What he is doing, he doesn't know himself. We follow. He even destroys his own good, own benefit, own welfare, yes. And the vision of kama is downward, whereas the vision of prema is upward. So there is difference towards the pleasure of Krishna, towards Golak Vrindavan. So these are two complete opposite, kama and prema, understand? Two complete opposite things. Therefore it says, jaha kama taha nahi rama, jaha nama taha rahi kama, rabi radani kabhu nahi yagadham. Where there is kama, there is no rama. Where there is rama, there is no kama. There cannot be in one place sun and night. Rami radani cannot. This is difference between kama and prema. And prema is available in the spiritual world, whereas perfected reflection, kama, lust is available here. There is no prema at all. The lust goes on in the name of love. I love you. What is that? There is no love here. Do you understand, Mr. Puskarakya? I love you. No love here. How can you love me? It's only lust here. Looks like love, appears like love. And name of lust, it goes on. It goes on. Because of the desire of giving pleasure to own senses, not Krishna's senses. Understand? So be careful. Be careful. Look alike. Don't cut off with that. Then it is trasavaho. Therefore this verse says trasavaho. Trasavaho, the cause of fear. Cause of fear. Yes. Cut off. So fearful. One who is really pandit, real pandit, do you understand? Wise man, who is wise, intelligent, you should understand. If by chance it enters into you, this lust, should be very cut off. I am cut off with such ferocious animal, such fear, fearful, trasabha, serpent. A serpent is very fearful. Isn't it? Serpent. And a piece of rope lying there looks like serpent, isn't it? Huh? A piece of rope flying. It looks like. Oh, hey, don't go, a serpent is there. Be careful. Huh? Piece of rope, looks like. It looks like serpent. Huh? It got a spear. Oh, a serpent is there. Don't go there. Huh? Isn't it? Understand my language. Puskarakya. Yes. Don't. Develop some misconception, Baba. Huh? Love and lust. There should be clear conception. What is love? What is lust? Yes. Love and lust. This is second thing. Third thing, you see, comes viraha. What is viraha? Here he says, it gives transcendental bliss. Do you understand? Transcendental bliss, viraha. Therefore, viraha is placed at the topmost level of prema. Topmost level of prema, viraha. And we explain it, we discuss it very often. And this topic comes, we discuss. This is selfless love. The love between gopis and Krishna, Radha and Krishna, their love comes in the category of samartharati. Do you follow? Nujjala Nilamani, that's a chapter, said rati. Three types of rati, madhura rati, conjugal, mela. Three types. Sadharani, samanjasa, samartha. Do you understand? Sadharani is the lowest type. Superior to sadharani is samanjasa, then supermost is samartha rati. Kubjas love. Do you understand? Kubja's love for Krishna comes under the category of sadharani rati. Do you understand? Kubja wanted her own enjoyment. Kubja was Surpanakha in Treta Yuga. Do you understand? The sister of Ravana. She saw Ram in the forest. Very handsome looking person. And developed lust. Do you understand? Wanted to marry him and accept him as her husband. Do you follow? But Ram was marjada purushottama, very strictly follow Vedic rules, regulation, never transgresses, especially ekapatni vrata, only accept one wife, cannot accept more than one wife, very strictly follow. So that desire cannot be fulfilled in Treta Yuga. So cut off her nose and ears. Made her ugly, so nobody would marry her. And wait, you have to wait. If you want to marry me, then we have to wait for the next yuga, Dwapar yuga. Krishna came, who married many wives. You understand? And in Krishna avatar, he fulfilled the desire of Surpanakha. Surpanakha came as Kubja, horse-backed woman. In Mathura, staying in Mathura. And Krishna went to Mathura, she came, Krishna tossed her haunches and back, she became very beautiful, handsome, disappeared, looked like an angel. Then Krishna fulfilled her desire, she had desire for sexual enjoyment with Krishna. And Krishna fulfilled that desire. That rati is known as sadhani rati, and its limit is up to prema. Prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. More content, higher, higher. So, sadhani rati's limit is up to prema. Kubja is the example, and it is like a jewel. It is still rare because to have sex with Krishna is not an ordinary thing. It's also rare and it looks smoky, dhumayita, smoky, covered up in smoke. Then superior to he is Samanta Sarathi. Example, the wives of Krishna in Dwarka, headed by Rukmini, you understand? More than 16,000 wives. And the limit of this love, the wife of Krishna, that is Samanta Sarathi, is up to anuraga. Prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga. Understand me? Up to that. That limit is that, not beyond that. And this is like Chandrakanta Mani, special Mani. Chandrakanta Mani, it is very, very rare, Adhidullava, and it looks brilliant, Ujjolitabhava. Then topmost is Samanta Sarathi. Example is the gopis headed by Radharani. Their love comes under this Samartharati category. Limit is up to Mahabhava, topmost. Prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, Mahabhava, topmost. Do you understand? And this is like Kaustubha Mani, Kaustubha Jewel. It's very, 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 very rare. Sudullava. And inconceivable. One cannot think about it or understand it by dint of his own material logic or arguments, merit or intelligence. Understand? This is Samartharati. This is called selfless love. In this rati, in this loving affairs, the nayika, what do you say? Heroine. Lover or beloved? What do you say? In English? Lover. Krishna is beloved. They are lover. Nayika, heroine or lover. They have no, what say, no desire for their own enjoyment or happiness. Do you understand? They have no independence at all. They are completely dedicated themselves into Krishna. They have completely dedicated themselves unto Krishna's pleasure and happiness. That is selfless love. Selfless love. Do you understand? Understand my language? Selfless love. The Braja Devis, themselves of Brajabhumi, they want everything for happiness, pleasure, enjoyment of Krishna. They don't want anything for themselves. That is Samartharati. Samartharati. And limit is Mahabhava. Mahabhava. So if there is some unfavorable situation, impediment still, unsect, cannot be second. This is called prema. This is called selfless love, pure love. Pure love. Prema. You understand? And one should understand this prema lila, this conjugal loving, pastimes between Krishna and gopis is not kama krida, is not affairs of lust. No tinge of lust in it. No tinge of lust in it. Yes. Because this prema is in the fifth place, fifth purusartha, above four purusartha, dharma, artha, kama, mokya, pancham purusartha, param purusartha, supreme purusartha is prema. Therefore, the viraha, the separation, feeling the pangs of separation, it's a viraha, is in the topmost level of this loving affairs. Do you understand? Topmost level, prema. So for that prema, the beloved kicks the lovers and puts them into viraha. If there would have been constant union, then prema will meet untimely death. Therefore it said, familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. I'm saying here, goes on here. Do you understand? So this viraha, the feeling of separation, makes prema alive. Makes prema alive. So this is the mercy of Krishna, that he put the gopis in viraha and goes to Mathura. They feel Mathura viraha to keep them always premanandamayi. Understand my language? Keep them all constantly premanandamayi. That is why Krishna goes to Mathura. This is the tattva. This is tattva. Triti tattva. So, viraha, Sanskrit word is viraha. Vipralambha is viraha. If you are student of Sanskrit, you can understand it. Union and separation. Union Sanskrit, sambhoga. Separation in Sanskrit, viraha. Understand? I use these two words, sambhoga, viraha, vipralambha. Can you understand? Understand? Yes. In time of sambhoga, what is the desire? Mr. Terry, can you say?
Desire is fulfilled.
But fulfill what? Fulfill what?
The fulfilling is the pleasure of the beloved.
You don't know it. You know lust. You don't know love. How can you say? How can you say? One who does not know what is love, he knows only lust. How can he say what is the desire? You cannot say. I'll tell you. At the time of union, Krishna's union with the gopis, Radha, their union is Krishna, sambhoga. Desire is the most beloved, who is in the core of the heart. Do you understand? Who is in the core of the heart. Do you follow? At the time of sambhoga, beloved is just close to them, close. Tight embrace, everything, kissing, so many things, do you understand? But no tinge of lust is there. Don't interpret in that way, you'll commit aparadha. I warn you. But at that time, desire is the most beloved, Krishna. They want to put Krishna, their most beloved, in the core of their heart. In the core of their heart, there, not outside. Understand me? Just put them in the core of the heart. Forever, forever. That is desire at the time of union. Understand my language? Try to understand. You may not understand, but try to understand. But at the time of separation, vipralambha, what is the desire? Just opposite. Vipralambha means beloved is not close. Understand me? Is away. Is away. Do you understand? Beloved is away. Is not close to him. Close to her. So at the time of desire is, who is there in the core of the heart just to bring him out from the core of heart? Just out, bring him out. And to have a tight embrace, and release the mellow, the sweet honey that's coming out from the lips of the beloved. Understand me? That is desire. This is sambhoga vipralambha. So viraha, Sanskrit word, if you analyze it, means viraha. That means, Raha means the core of the heart. Core of the heart, that's Raha. Hrudaya Nikunja, the core of the heart is like Kunja. What do you say? In English, bowel? Kunja? Grove. Grove. Do you understand? So that is released in this core of the heart during time of Viraha, therefore this vipralambha, therefore it is known as viraha. Viraha means, viraha means union in the heart. Outside separation, union in the heart, that is viraha. Sambhoga means union outside, separation inside. This sambhoga and vipralambha, viraha. This is rahasya. This is the purpose. You follow? This is purpose. You should understand what is this viraha. So, viraha is therefore the topmost level. And Mahaprabhu, is always feeling acute pang of separation. Vipralambha bhava is predominating in Mahaprabhu because Radha bhava, vipralambha bhava. That is Gauranga swarup. If viraha vyatha, feeling of separation, very acute, then attainment in the heart is very easy. Do you follow my language? If the feeling of separation becomes more condensed, most condensed, then relishment is very, very sweet. And if the feeling of separation is very acute, or just it has reached the topmost point and lover cries, very bitterly crying, then that union in the heart is very, very deep. Hello? So, in the heart, in the time of this viraha, feeling of separation, acute pain of separation, so beloved is there in the heart, core of the heart, and outside crying, ha ha Krishna, ha ha Hari, ha ha Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thus uttering this and crying, Rurudyamana, Radharani utters this. This Mahamantra is therefore in Radha Tantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh Hare, oh Krishna, oh Rama. Just crying, this is crying, Vipralambha, my murti. Do you understand? Understand my language? This crying form of Radharani, feeling acute pangs of separation Krishna, that is the swarup of Gauranga. Gauranga is always crying for Krishna. Do you understand? Gauranga balite habe, pulaka sarira, hari hari balite, nayan bhai. Because uttering name of Hari sets tear. This is Gauranga. Understand? Crying mood, always crying. Vipralambha bhava mai, vipralambha mai. This is Gauranga. This is Gauranga. Mahabhava mai Sri Radha. Mahabhava mai Srimati Radhani. So, in the heart of Srimati Radhani, there is most beloved Krishna is there in the heart of Radharani. What is in the heart? That is manifested in the color of the garment. So Radharani's sari is blue sari. Because in her heart, Nilamani is there. So blue sari is there. So in the heart of Krishna, Radharani is there. Radha is crying for Krishna, Krishna is crying for Radha. Both are crying. Do you understand? Radha is crying for Krishna, Krishna is crying for Radha. So, in the heart of Radha, I am said, there is Krishna, and therefore her sari is blue. So, in the heart of Krishna, there is Radha, therefore Krishna's dhoti is yellow, pitambaradhara, vipala. From the garment, you can understand what is in the heart. What is the heart? But in Gauranga, you'll find simultaneously two things, Radha and Krishna combined, that is, union is there, but feeling separation, pangs of separation, crying, crying for Krishna, the pralamba is there. So simultaneously, there is sambhoga and vipralamba in the form of Gauranga, but vipralamba is predominating. Though two things are there, but vipralamba is predominating in Gauranga. That is Gauranga's surup. Gauranga's surup. Do you understand? Huh? Mm. This is Gauranga's surup. Mm. This is Gauranga's surup. All right? This is viraha. The three things are here in this verse. Rasa vaha, the attraction in this material world between man and woman is very, very fearful, causes fear. Second thing is, what is there in the spiritual world, everything here in the material world, but in a perverted condition. So, in the spiritual world, there is love, attraction between man and woman, it's called love. But here, material world attraction between love and woman is not love, it's perverted, it's lust. Lust, do you understand? It's lust. The perverted condition of love is lust. So it's no love is available here in material world, love is available here. There is only spiritual world. This is, so there is difference between lust and love, kama and prema. Second thing, third thing is viraha, separation. Three things are there in this verse. Understand? Understand? Puskarakya. Be careful. Don't form a misconception between lust and love. Consequence is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous consequence. Thank you. Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai, Bhakti Vedanta Bhashya ki Parpars ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. So it's nectarian katha, isn't it? What are you releasing? Nectar or poison?
Poison.
Poison?
By your mercy, we may get a taste for nectar.
Yes, they have a greed for nectar. So much poison you have already. Why again? Chalo. Chanting of Hare Krishna is crying of the soul. Crying of the soul. Telling thanks of separation. Radhani chants this thing. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. So gives, when you chant, they'll give you relief from that burning sensation, because it produces extreme heat, viraha tapa, viraha agni. Hmm. You understand? Viraha is like fire. Feeling of separation is like fire. Produces extreme heat. Mm. How? Get relief from it by chanting this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting this name and also speaking, discussing Krishna Katha, Tava Katha Amritam, Tapta Jivanam. Therefore, that verse is there. Oh Lord, oh Krishna, your nectarian Katha. This is soothing balm to the afflicted heart, that feels the acute pang of separation, such extreme heat is their heart is burning. So, this is soothing balm. You understand? Tabakathamata tapta jivana.
Kavi bhedi.
Kavi bhedi tam karma sapaham sravana mangalam. Srimadatam.
Ubi grinantite.
Ubi grinantite bhridadana. Yes. They are most charitable persons. Those who speak Krishna Katha in this material world. What they are giving, what they are giving. Our heart is afflicted with such extreme heat, then this is soothing balm. But your heart is not afflicted, isn't it? It is not afflicted in this thanks of separation from Krishna. His heart is afflicted. With what? Feeling pangs of separation from his wife. Maya. Isn't it? But this is not soothing balm for it. Krishna Katha is not soothing balm for it. Understand me? Yes. Still, it has soothing sensation. Still it has. Yes. One is afflicted with three tapas. Abhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika. Yes. Everybody is afflicted. Three tapas. And this Krishna Katha is soothing balm for them also. Yes. Materially afflicted. If, fortunately, they open their ear to it. It's a question of opening their ear to hear it. But it generally doesn't enter into the ear of this materialistic persons. Because it tastes bitter to them. It tastes bitter to them, though it is nectarian and so sweet. But it tastes bitter to them. They never open their ear to it, lend their ear to it. Fortunately, if they lend their ear, it enters, then feel, oh, such soothing sensation is the ear. Krishna Katha, then will be attracted towards it. Understand me? Yes. Such thing is Krishna Katha.